You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WGBW Daily News Roundup for the Talk of Green Bay, 97.9 FM and 1590 AM.
From the 97.9 WGBW newsroom, I'm Shali Pittman, filling in for Lisa Hale with this local news update. The Lac des Flambeaux Band of the Lake Superior Chippewa Indians has taken a blow in a long dispute over road access. A federal judge ruled on Wednesday that four disputed roads on tribal land must remain open to the public. Judge William Conley ruled that homeowners have valid right-of-way easements, even though those easements were acquired by non-tribal developers decades ago and are now expired. For more than a decade, the Lac des Flambeaux Band has sought compensation from the town for use of these roads. They've asked for $10 to $20 million for permanent right-of-way access. When negotiations failed in 2023, the tribe took action. It blocked the roads for 6 weeks. The town has maintained the roads for decades. In 2024, it spent $600,000 to secure temporary access, which wiped out the entire budget for the town's roads. The town then asked for help from local, state, and federal governments, but none came. Last year, the tribe took steps to reinstall barricades, but were blocked from doing so by the court. In a statement yesterday, the Lac des Flambeaux Band said Conley's ruling overlooked key elements of federal law that protect tribal lands and sovereignty. The case could be appealed. A status hearing is set for September 5th. Governor Evers visited Green Bay yesterday as part of a stop related to the state budget. He toured the Brown County Oral Health Partnership Clinic. Senator Tammy Baldwin was also in Green Bay yesterday. She held a roundtable on tariff impacts on local businesses. The Wisconsin DNR is putting out a call for help this time of year. If you spot a deer or a game bird, help the DNR track it. Paul Frater is wildlife data analyst at the DNR.
Data from both Operation Deer Watch and the Game Bird Survey are used to measure the reproductive capacity of this year's deer, turkey, rough grouse, and pheasant populations.
The data helps scientists measure the fawn to doe ratio for deer and the poults to hens ratio for game birds. Those are used in decisions around wildlife management. Operation Deer Watch runs through September 30th, while the Game Bird Survey wraps up at the end of this month. Frater says there's a reason the survey's happening now.
So late summer is really an ideal time for counting both deer and game birds with their offspring because the young are still typically found really close to their mothers, but they are readily distinguishable from the adults. So, like I said, juveniles are still quite a bit smaller than adults. Fawn deer still have their spots, which makes it easy to tell them apart from the adults. These characteristics just help to provide a more accurate count of juveniles to adults, which is what the surveys are intended to measure.
Both surveys ask you to record wildlife from dawn to dusk. The Game Bird Survey asks where and when you saw a ruffed grouse, a ring-necked pheasant, a wild turkey, or a gray partridge, and whether they were alone or in a brood. Operation Deer Watch asks for all the deer you've seen, whether they're does, bucks, or fawns. It'll also ask you whether the fawns are alone or with their doe. Frater says, take your time with that last question. While it can be hard to tell if you're driving, it's a crucial question. You can submit your data with your smartphone using the Survey 123 app. The DNR says don't try and submit your data if you're behind the wheel. Non-commercial radio stations across Wisconsin and the country could be in jeopardy of going off the air now that the Corporation for Public Broadcasting is shutting down. Savannah Tome Olson reports.
In June, President Donald Trump signed a bill to cut more than $1 billion to the CPB, which helps fund PBS, NPR, and hundreds of other stations across the country. WOJB in Hayward is one of them. It's owned by the Lacoutere Band of Lake Superior Ojibwe Tribe. Carl Habeck is the general manager.
We're a public nonprofit radio station, 501c3. We are a 100,000-watt station, so we broadcast approximately a 100-mile radius of Hayward, Wisconsin.
WOJB will lose more than $200,000 in funding from the CPB. That's 41% of their operating budget. Habeck says so far he hasn't had to consider pay cuts or layoffs. At first, he was worried, But now they're figuring out how to keep going, largely by increasing their underwriting and relying on their listeners.
We've received so many unsolicited donations in the last couple of weeks. It is unbelievable. You know, opening up their checkbooks and showing that they care and they want to keep WOJB on the air.
Especially up north, Habeck says the station is vital.
We're in a very rural area. I mean, there's a lot of areas where forget about cable TV or anything like that. You have a hard enough time getting cell phone service in a lot of areas up here.
The Corporation for Public Broadcasting will lose most of its staff at the end of September. The nearly 60-year-old agency provides funding to more than 40 stations across Wisconsin, including the WPR network. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
News at the top and bottom of the hour all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.FM. I'm Shally Pittman for 97.9 WGBW News.
Up next, the Mets. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. The Brewers at AmFam Field tonight, opening a series against the New York Mets. Milwaukee still with the best record in baseball. NFL, the Packers host the Jets tomorrow night in their first preseason game. Kickoff at 7 p.m. College football, the Wisconsin Badgers will have their final training camp practice at UW-Platteville before moving back to Madison. It's open to the public 7 o'clock tomorrow night at the Davis Pioneer Stadium in Platteville, Wisconsin. Luke Fickell.
I do know that there's a lot of things that are going in the right direction. I worry about guys coming back out here with the right focus and stuff, and it was very competitive. It was back and forth. We're gaining this competitive maturity that we have to do if we're going to play like this, compete like this on a daily basis. I'm really excited about some of the things that went on today. There's some sloppiness, obviously, we got to correct up there at the end, but really like where we're headed.
That's Badgers head coach Luke Fickell. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. I'm going to take a hard pass on taking comedic advice from Jay Leno. Those are the words of Last Week Tonight host John Oliver. Oliver is absolutely brilliant on his weekly show, where he sometimes will dedicate the whole show to one topic and provide insightful information as well as great laughs, not caring who he offends, and he offends many. Jay Leno, on the other hand, was an outstanding stand-up comedian, and when he took over The Tonight Show, had his funny bone removed, transferring himself into an incredibly mediocre and at times awkward talk show host. According to critics, Leno went painstakingly middle of the road and tried not to offend anyone, thereby turning himself into just an okay host. In his defense, Leno admits he likes political humor, but likes to keep people guessing as to who he was offending or not offending. Oliver, on the other hand, doesn't think his comedy is partisan, but deals more with systemic problems that affect people. If you haven't checked it out, tune in and watch John Oliver not follow Jay Leno's advice. Wednesday has been a big hit for Netflix, winning 4 Emmys last year. The show, a loose spinoff of the Addams Family, follows Wednesday Addams as she comes to terms with her powers during her years at the Nevermore Academy. Wednesday stars Jenna Ortega, Catherine Zeta-Jones, Fred Armisen, and Nightlight regular Jamie McShane. The first part of season 2 is currently available on Netflix, and the final 4 episodes will drop September 3rd. There's news about the summer I turned pretty. Not the summer I, Pete Schwabba, turned pretty. Still waiting for that. But actual news about the Amazon Prime show. The show is based on a book trilogy of the same title, and for the most part has gone step by step with the storylines. Producers of the show have decided to go off book, so to speak, and add a sex scene. No word yet on as to what the sex scene entails or to what base the characters go to. My guess is they go all the way, but it could just be third base. The story follows a love triangle between Isabel and brothers Jeremiah and Conrad. Sounds saucy. Jurassic World Rebirth is the latest installment in the Jurassic Park franchise and brought in several hundred million dollars globally. But if you like being a couch potato, you can catch it at home now after just 5 weeks. Jurassic World Rebirth is the 7th installment in the franchise and stars Scarlett Johansson and Mahershala Ali. It is now available to stream on Amazon Prime. The Naked Gun reboot pulled in $17 million in its opening weekend. The production has yielded several subplots, including a Liam Neeson-Pamela Anderson romance, and now it's been revealed the director, Akiva Schaffer, almost threatened to quit the project when the studio threatened to cut a certain laugh-getting scene. In the film, a snowman comes to life and is part of a goofy threesome with the two lead actors. Schaffer says it was a tribute to the first Naked Gun, and he had to stand his ground to keep it in. The movie is already the shortest feature film I've seen in years, so if the scene had been cut, that pretty much would have made it a short film. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be mostly sunny, hot, and humid today. We'll get to right around 90 for a high, but that heat index is going to be in the upper 90s and some places into the triple digits. Tonight, a few scattered thunderstorms. Tomorrow, scattered thunderstorms with a high in the upper 80s to low 90s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 75.
That's your WGBW Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WGBW.FM. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.